This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I am Joe.
And I am Serena.
And we are here with none other than Sandra from The Golden Bachelor. Sandra, how the fuck are you? You know I had to leave with the fuck just because I know that's your thing.
Well, yeah, it's my thing.
Just own it. It's okay. We love it.
Okay. Hey, Joe.
How are you?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty doggone good.
How have you been feeling with all this craziness and your face on TV everywhere?
I've been feeling great, you know, a little pumped. And my friends tell me, we don't see enough of you. And I say, hey, it's a 40-minute show. There's a lot going on besides me. But
yeah. Well, what we do see, I think, is... Everyone has fallen in love with you. We saw you play pickleball and you're flying around the court. We see you walk in, you're swearing at Gary, but you make it fun. I'm talking about out of the limo. I have to ask you, swearing, does that help you calm your nerves? Because it does help me.
Well, since Mike stepping out of the limo, no. But before that, yes.
Okay.
What changed?
Oh, I don't know. What I'm finding out is that the younger generation, you know, my oldest is 50, but that's a young generation for me. And her young folks loved my limo exit. Folks more my generation, my demographic, were a little skeptical about that. So that seems to be the feedback I'm getting.
Well, you know what? There's actually scientific studies that prove that swearing has like an effect on the brain, like some sort of like chemical release or release of energy that is, I'm serious, I'm not Joe's looking at me like I'm crazy. Something that's proven that like swearing releases, I don't know what it is exactly, but like endorphins or something that like actually helps you calm down, or like it provides like a release of energy that helps you calm down. That's why people like swear when they like stub their toe or something, or like they're frustrated. There's like an actual reason for it. So you can tell your friends that.
Well, and that's a good one. Thank you, Serena. The however is that, you know, there are a lot of swear words out there, and the F isn't necessarily America's choice or older America's choice. Okay.
So maybe if it was a different swear word.
Yeah, that might have. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. I feel like you came out and you surprised people, whether it was a good way or a bad way. You got their attention. You definitely got Gary's attention because we've seen you through this journey, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. I look like a school teacher-ish and a librarian, so people don't expect me to spew a word like that. So it has its shock value. And I guess it worked.
It definitely worked.
It worked. We know. I've heard you're a big football fan. Did you happen to see Stephen A. Smith talking about Sandra? Did you see that?
I did see that, and of course I saw Stephen A. Smith, and I saw that. Now he was all over Natasha, and he got my age wrong, but at least he got me. You know?
Yeah, he got you're in there. I think he said Sandra could get it. I think that's what he said.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see this. That's so cool. He's a football player.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's an analyst. Sorry. What is your? Do you have an NFL team?
No, I have 32 teams.
Oh, okay.
That's all the teams, isn't it?
I have a league. I always say I have a league.
Interesting. Who's your favorite player in the league? You got a player?
I enjoy watching Mahomes.
I
like watching the connection between him and Kelsey, you know. And in the past, there have been a lot of quarterback tight end relationships that have made me feel good about the sport. You know, that connection they have.
How do you feel about Travis Kelsey dating Taylor Swift?
I do that.
that's what's drawn me to football.
I think, you know, it's fun. People are having fun with it, and they are having fun with it, whether they admit it or not. I you know, America's always looking for love and romance. And when you've got two heroes like that, one hero and one hero, you know, it makes for good feeling. So, yeah.
Were you married to an NFL player at one point in your life?
I was, yes.
Okay, who?
His name was Lindsey Mason.
Okay.
He was a left tackle for the Oakland Raiders.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
How did you two meet?
We actually met at a racquetball court. He and some of his coworkers were playing / practicing, and I was playing, and somehow we bumped into each other in the corridor and started chatting. And I'll tell you how I got hooked on this game, because he invited me to watch him at a game. And I knew a little something about football, you know, which you learn in high school, going to games and cheerleading. But so he invited me to a game. And then after the game, I said, tell me what you do out there. What is your role? And he started explaining to me, he's a tackle, an offensive tackle. That means that he does pass protection and run blocking. So then I said, okay, explain that. And little by little, I was getting tutorials on Monday nights when he wasn't working. And back then they only had Sunday and Monday night football.
Yeah.
So that was my tutorial time. And I got all the X's and O's, and I was fascinated. It grabbed me. And there was always something to learn. Even to this day, there is something to learn about this game that I didn't know the game before. And I don't know, my mind just sucks it up. The last thing I Googled here was the NFL rule changes for this season.
Yeah.
So there's some
They're always changing something, yeah.
Yeah, they have to, because they've got a product to protect, and it's the players.
That's true, yeah.
I feel like my issue getting into football is that I just don't understand what's happening most of the time. So, Sandra, I need to come watch it with you, and you can teach me.
If you had some instruction, you might get engaged. You might really understand it's about real estate, you know, getting down and scoring on someone else's real estate. So, but Serena, hey, honey, I'll talk to you off camera here and get you started if you like.
Okay, let's do it.
Well, Sandra, you know what? In my defense, I have football on. it's on the TV Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and it doesn't go off the TV till Sunday night at 10 p.m. And Serena, you know what she does? She goes in the other room.
I have tried a little bit.
It's you and me, Joe.
I know.
Because I'm right there with you.
Okay, so you were single for 29 years, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that?
In terms of
why? Why were you single? Did you within those 29 years, did you date at all, or were you just kind of over it?
Yeah, single meaning I wasn't married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I've dated, of course. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you guys.
Yeah.
I have dated. I have double dated. I have blind dated. I have speed dated. I have online dated. And now I've TV dated.
Wow. What has been your favorite? What would you suggest?
Well, all of them. Because I think, you know, they're all valuable in trying to find the right person, you know, and if one doesn't work, keep going. And I would blind date again. I would double date again. I would do all of those, you know, in my pursuit. Now, this is not something that happens every week, you know, especially since it's football season. But even otherwise, I don't, I'm not out there trying to meet Mr. Goodbar. But I know that I want a companion in my life and my oasis. I want to be his oasis. And it's important. My kids want me to do so. So,
Sandra, we know it doesn't work out with Gary, but we don't know if there is going to be a Golden Bachelorette. If there is that something that you are intrigued? You would you like to be the Golden Bachelorette?
I would do it tomorrow.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Why?
Because they're motivated. Like I want a Mr. Right in my life. I don't want to just date. I want a committed, serious, let's have fun in our golden years relationship. It's important, you know.
And go ahead. You're still
going to say, I think I'm still viable, and I have energy, and I have desire, and I there's things to do in life and with someone. Like watch football, but other things as well, other activities. Oh, yeah, I'm motivated, guys. Can you tell?
Yeah,
we can tell.
You're honestly the definition of 75 years young. And what we saw, like honestly, we were watching you playing pickleball and just on this show in general. And you look like you have changed what I pictured as a 75-year-old person. Like you honestly, you look great, you move, it's incredible. And you were literally the one person on the pickleball court flying around.
Thank you, Joe.
You were. We saw you dive into the crowd and hit the ball. Joe was like, how old is Sandra? I was like, I don't know. You know, we look at all the ages in the first episode, but then we kind of forgot as the season went on. And he was like, oh my gosh, yeah. Serena, Sandra is 75. I was like, no way. No, she's not. You like, what is your secret? What do you like for aging gracefully inside on the outside? We want to know all the secrets.
Okay. Well, first of all, I liked the game of pickleball. I've never played it before, but I was intrigued about it. So I got some instructions from Joey, kind of one-on-one, how to hold that racket. You know, what exactly is the endeavor here? Give me my parameters. But I've always been athletic. Doesn't mean I've had athleticism, but I've always had that desire to play some kind of sport. And I used to play racquetball. So kind of familiarity with the court, with walls, of course. So I'm competitive sports wise. So the pickleball was, I was probably the only one flying around because I wanted to win that doggone contest. Mm. I really did.
What's your night care routine?
Okay. I just wash up, take the day off, and I have a moisturizer that I use. Okay. You know, I think here you guys, let me tell you what I think is the reason that my skin responds so well to Mother Nature and all this. One, I don't drink alcohol. Now, that's going to turn a lot of people off. Doesn't mean you can't drink alcohol. I think it's a wholesome thing for people to do, but I never acquired the taste. But I think in the long run, it has made a difference. I don't know. I don't live in the sun. I'm one of those ladies that's in the shade. If I'm out in the sun in the heat, I'll find shade because I know that sun is damaging.
Yeah.
And I also am always wearing an SPF 50 or higher. Just, you know, I in other words, I'm fighting Mr. Sun. I really am. And then other than that, my mom looked young when she was she didn't live to my age, but when she was an older lady, when she was in her golden years, she looked young, or I thought she did. And so I'm guessing that's it. I do have an esthetician. She kind of gives me some treatments on my skin. You know, I see her about every 3 months, but you know, nothing miraculous, you guys. It's just.
Well, you look great.
Sandra, I wear sunscreen every day.
Good.
And I'm brown, so I obviously don't really burn. It's just to protect my skin. Right. I tell Joe never wears sunscreen. I'm wearing sunscreen right now. I'm in the house. I have sunscreen on every single morning. Joe is a white man, and he could use the sunscreen because his cheeks get burnt, and he never, ever wears it because he likes to get tan. And I always tell him, he's so big on all of this stuff for anti-aging in terms of, yeah, he knows.
I moisturize at night.
He has good skincare, but he's like into cold plunges and, you know, fasting and sunlight in the mornings and all of this stuff. And I'm like, but what you're missing is the sunscreen.
I love to be tan.
Which
and
don't
that's
we all?
Fine. That's fine, Joe, for now, because you're a cutie.
Yeah.
But when you two are 75 or whatever age, you know, Serena's going to be hot and you're going to be not hot. Yeah. So I'm just saying.
Tell him, Sandra.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How about exercise, Sandra? Do you exercise regularly?
I do. I have silver sneakers classes twice a week. Okay. And then at home here, I have a treadmill. And so when I'm watching my other love, which is Wheel of Fortune, I'm on the treadmill.
Mm. You've been on Wheel of Fortune, correct?
I've been hooked for, well, they've been on for 41 seasons just about. And I was hooked from day one, just like I was hooked on football, fascinated with it. And so, you
know. My mother's really, really good. She's like, every time Wheel of Fortune's on, she guesses it immediately. Mm-hmm. How far did you go? Did you win?
I won a little over $30,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was in 1988. That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
So what did you enjoy more, Wheel of Fortune or being on The Golden Bachelor?
No, I think the GB, because more, you know, meeting women and the whole living away from home.
Yeah.
And, you know, just being a longer, more intense process.
Right.
And the wheel was, well, several years of being focused and being a student, but one day of shoot. So, you know.
Right, a little bit of a shorter adventure.
Yeah. I was also on the Newlywed Game a gazillion years ago.
Okay. Wow.
Sandra is an experienced TV contestant.
Yes.
There's been so many gaps between that. Who knows? Maybe in another 10, 15 years, I'll be on another game show or something.
is there a game show that you would love to do or a reality show that you watch and be like, oh, that would be a lot of fun?
Yes, I would love to go on the Wheel of Fortune again, and I would love to go on this Golden Bachelorette show that my
there we go.
No, I don't know, but maybe.
Well, they're back to back, aren't they? Live, like isn't it? Wheel of Fortune is on because I feel like whenever we used to watch the show live, we would catch the end of Wheel of Fortune. So you can go to Wheel of Fortune, and it could be Sandra's episode, and then the next can be the premiere of Sandra's season of The Golden Bachelorette. I feel like that's the
dream. I hope ABC's listening to this.
Well, in my market, there's a half an hour between, and that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So that gives me time to prep. Okay.
There you go.
For watching the GB. So
yes, refresh your mocktail, get a snack, and then settle in.
Yeah.
And you live in Atlanta?
I live in one of the close communities in Atlanta.
Okay.
But everybody says that land.
Okay. Atlanta. Have you lived in Atlanta your whole life? Or the
No, you know, interestingly enough, I was born here in Atlanta, but I was raised in San Francisco. I moved back here about 22 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you miss San Francisco?
No, because I visit. I go back and visit. It's changed dramatically, of course. And And my children live in Southern Cal. But I have friends in the Bay Area. So I have reason to go and visit. Obviously, college mates, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
And my heart is still there. Is that what you're thinking, John?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
I left part of it there.
Your heart in San Francisco. Okay, yeah. So let's go a little bit. Let's go to the show.
Okay.
Let's bring it to the show. Let's talk a little bit about Gary. So you get out of the limo, you make Gary laugh. You know, it's your first time on The Bachelorette, The Bachelor. What are your thoughts on Gary when you first meet him?
Well, he looked very much like he did on Good Morning America when they introduced him on July 17th. You see, I remember that.
Wow.
And just in real life. And of course, my hands were probably shaking. And but it was, you know, the whole process was intriguing to me. And you know, of course, Gary was too. He was the object there. And he's a good looking gent.
Is he your typical type? Like, do you have a type?
Well, in some respects, yeah. I like tall men. I like facial hair. I like men who have family. or engaged with their families, I should say, an intelligent man, which he certainly seemed to be.
He definitely can't play offensive line for the Los Angeles or Las Vegas Raiders. I'll tell you that.
That is correct. But you know, millions of men can't. So yeah,
that is true. So do you feel, did you have a connection with Gary, and when did you first feel that?
Oh boy. Yes, of course there was a connection. Now I'm not going to describe it as love, of course, but our chats were, fulfilling and, you know, he was learning about me and I was learning about him, of course. I don't know if I remember exactly when it clicked. I don't think limo night, because there was so much going on with the whole Zen thing and then the bug. Mm. Maybe you remember the bug. I didn't really get a chance to connect with him that evening. So it might have been our next chat together. I think that's probably it. And looking into those, what I call old blue eyes 2.0.
Yeah, a lot of people have said he has really, really blue eyes. We have not had the pleasure of meeting Gary in person yet, but I'm intrigued to see these eyes in person.
Well, you know, in my generation, but in my mom's generation, I think Frank Sinatra was old blue eyes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's why I called Gary blue eyes 2.0.
Oh, I like that. That's cute.
Yeah.
So we've seen you on a couple group dates, and I feel like the one, like we talked about earlier, that you like really shined on was this pickleball group date. You have a conversation with Gary and you talk about how you're missing your daughter's wedding, and he allowed, kind of not allowed, but gifted you, I guess, with like a FaceTime with your daughter. What did that moment mean to you?
Oh, it was mixed. Nervous. You know, he surprised me. So it was odd, you know, why is this phone here? But, so I was nervous. I was so grateful. It was so thoughtful, creative. It was perfect. It was the perfect thing to do. And that day, having felt really good about the pickleball and then getting my one-on-one with Gary and then seeing my daughter and my new son-in-law's face. It was beautiful. It really was. Yeah.
What was that a tough decision to have to miss your daughter's wedding to go on this show?
Yes and no.
Okay.
My daughter and I talked about this when I was being vetted for this show and keeping our fingers crossed. But at the same time, I knew they were going to try to get married during the summer, hadn't yet picked out a date. But as it turns out, the two collided, her date and the airing of the show. And, the filming of the show. And so we had several conversations about it. And the bottom line, my daughter said to me, "Mommy," she said, "I've got my man. You go get yours." Mm. So she gave me her blessings. And you know, we hugged and boohooed. And I said, "Baby, you're right. You're right." And so it was tough. But what she said made sense. You know, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm getting all teary now, don't
Oh, it's okay.
But anyway,
Serena and I had that conversation. We were talking about like how you would feel, and that's kind of how I broke it down. Is it is, you know, it is a once in a lifetime opportunity and chance. I just feel like it's just something that like you can't pass up, and I think that's just wonderful that your daughter pushed you to go do it, because that is a selfless act on her part, and yes. I think it was the right decision. And I believe you mentioned it wasn't her first marriage, correct? This is her second marriage.
Both of them, each of them, have been married once before, quite some time before. But and he's a really good guy. I couldn't ask for a better son-in-law. I really could. Right. Yeah, it's another blessing in our lives.
Well, on that pickleball date, you know, we had that beautiful moment with you and Gary. And then we also had a little bit of drama with the girls. You know, Kathy and Teresa are not getting along.
They've been going at it. They've been going at it for a while.
They clearly do not see eye to eye on the situation. What was your opinion about the situation going on in the house?
Well, you know, I wasn't privy to a lot. I knew there was something happening, but I didn't know the who said what. He said, she said, I guess. I didn't know these specifics. So, it hurt me a little because I wanted, you know, kumbaya. I wanted everyone to get along. I wanted there not to be consternation. I wanted us golden ladies to shine such that there would not be any drama to reflect on.
Yeah. So I saw you?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I saw more on the television than I did when I was there. So.
Yeah, people forget that. I actually forget that sometimes watching because having been on the show, I remember doing interviews and people being like, what do you think of this and this? And I was like, honestly, I didn't know any of that was going on.
Right.
Which is kind of a blessing in disguise at the time. Who were you close with on the show? Who were like your closest girls that, you know, you still talk to?
Oh, with just the girls because there's some of the crew that I love to death. But my roomie, Leslie. She and I became close, especially after we lost Joni. And then after we lost Christina and there was just the two of us in the room, you know, we bonded some more. She's a great person. And I love her. Let me just say I love her. And then, you know, I enjoyed several of the other ladies. Doesn't mean I didn't enjoy the others, but I enjoyed speaking with Edith. Beautiful spirit, beautiful woman. And I, let's see, Ellen, who was a hoot.
Yeah.
I liked me some Ellen. She was a hoot. Liked me some Ellen. Okay. And, so that's probably the strongest that I felt connected to.
That's great.
And then unfortunately we see you, Ellen, and Susan go home this week.
Yeah.
Going into that rose ceremony, how did you feel? Were you shocked at all? Did you kind of make peace with it? And were there other women like Leslie where like, oh, her connection with Gary is much stronger than mine at this point?
Mm-hmm. Well, I recognize that my relationship with Gary had not advanced as it had with other ladies. I could see that. And, you know, there were three roses, and that means I had less than probably a 50% chance of being selected for hometowns. And I was prepared. I just had to ration out what was happening and who was there. Mm-hmm. I didn't know specifically the connection with other ladies, but I had a sense of who he was more attracted to, had more affinity for. So I prepared myself. I'm a big girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm not saying I was excited about leaving. I was not. But I just had to have a Sandra to Sandra talk. And we got along very well in that discussion.
That's good.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watching you back in the show, I just think you did a wonderful job. I don't think you should have any regrets, but do you have any regrets?
No. Yes. Maybe okay. I do have a regret. Maybe I regret about some of the garments that I brought. I mean, nothing heavy duty regrets. Let me think about that for just a second. You know what? Maybe just a minor regret about the limo, stepping out of the limo. As I see the feedback, and as I stated earlier, you know, the younger folks loved it, thought it was a hoot. Golden folks, not so much. But so, you know, that was a bit of a consternation for me. So that's maybe the only regret.
Okay. Yeah. And watching someone like Gary navigate dating 25, 30 women. And think about potentially maybe you do get asked to be the Golden Bachelorette. What would you take from how he handled it that you would do the same and or do different?
You know, that's I like that question. Mm, I really like that question.
I just thought of it, you know?
Yeah, good for you. I think I would try to, yes, I'd watch back all the shows and watch him. But then there's also a culmination. It's a culmination of watching, having been a fan of the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise. I've seen a lot of these similar situations Gary was in. So I think he was patient. And so I think that being in that role requires a lot of patience and really, again, a lot of self-talks, a lot of the what-ifs, a lot of self-negotiation and self-compromise and listening to the folks who are there to guide me through the process. But, you know, when it comes to emotions and love, it's easy to speak these words, but who knows when you're in that situation.
Very true.
I've never had two fellas vying for my attention at one time that I'm aware of. So, you know, starting with 23, 25 or whatever it would be. That's a daunting task to try to figure it all
Sandra,
out.
I don't know if I fully buy that. I feel like there's been times in your life where you had a few guys gunning after you.
If I didn't know it, okay. If that was the case, I didn't know it.
Okay.
But thank you, Joe. That's sweet. There's a compliment in there. Yeah, thank that? You.
You want to play a game?
I have one more question first. Go so, Sandra, we have the Women Tell All coming up. What are you excited? So you're going to be going and filming it soon. You're going to be reunited with some of your other castmates, some of the other women. What are you most excited for the tell-all, and what are you most nervous for?
Well, I'm excited to see everyone again. I mean, we all, at some level, had a friendship, and which was quickly eaten away, just because there were departures. But I want to see everyone again, and I just think that's going to feel so good, and catch up and chit chat. How's it been for you? What's life like? How's the grandbabies? On and on. And now, what I'm fearful of is the bloopers.
The bloopers.
I have a feeling I'm going to be on a couple of bloopers.
I'm sure you will be, Sandra.
I know, and I don't. That frightens the heck out of me.
You know, bloopers are there to make are to make people laugh. So,
I understand. And I just don't want them laughing at me.
They'll be laughing with you.
That's with fair. Me, okay. Yeah. Thanks, Serena.
Of course.
All right, Sandra, we're going to play a quick game. Okay. Rapid fire question. So first thing that comes to your head, it doesn't even have to make sense.
I'm sorry, what was that last, what?
It doesn't even have to make sense. First thing that comes to your head.
It's all just easy, fun questions about yourself.
Okay, like red flag, gold flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Okay, what is the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
Oh, when I wake up, I say a prayer. Okay. Thank God for blessing me with yet another day on this earth. Yeah.
I like that. What is your go-to rose ceremony cocktail, even though you don't drink?
I drink orange juice mixed with cranberry juice.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
What was the first concert you ever attended?
Jeez, guys, I'm not 25. We're going back a few decades. You know what? I saw Luther.
Luther Vandross.
Luther,
huh?
Vandross, yes. Ooh. A million years ago. My guy.
Wow. What is your love language?
Well, what language? I don't
like know. Words of affirmation.
What's your favorite way to like receive love? So there's like physical touch, there's words of affirmation, quality time, or acts of service or gifts.
Okay. Yes. The gift I love most from a guy is his generosity. And I don't mean from his wallet. I think I said that before, not a gift from his wallet, but a gift of his time, of his energy, of his chatting with me, of being, just being with me, wanting to be with me. Quality time.
Yeah.
And generous with quality time. But I mean, the clock is ticking on all of us, right? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
How many hours?
One word answers. I'm sorry. Did you want one word
answers? Yeah, that's fine. You're doing great.
You're doing great.
There's no right or wrong on this podcast. How many hours of sleep do you get every night?
Probably 6 or 7. Okay. I prefer more, but, Mother Nature is in charge here. So,
what is your favorite place in the whole world?
Oh, my. I like that question because I have no answer. My favorite place is where I live, I guess, my home.
Yeah.
I'm cocooned here. Love my home. I love my home. So.
If you could only watch one movie on repeat for the rest of your life, what movie would that be?
Oh, you guys are going to think this is really strange.
No.
When I was in college, I fell in love with a movie called Anne of the Thousand Days.
Okay.
I remember it. And another one, Soylent Green. But And that was the story of Anne Boleyn and Henry VIII. And just the way it was portrayed and seeing Genevieve Bujold, she was just fabulous actress. Anyway, that was 100 years ago, guys. Okay.
Okay. What is one word your kids or grandkids would use to describe you?
Adorable. No, let me go back. My oldest daughter calls me cute.
Okay.
I tell her, I'm too old to be cute. She says, Mommy, you're cute. My youngest daughter says, I'm adorable.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, both endearing terms.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were to write an autobiography, what would it be called?
Oh. I like that question, Joe. How about, not that anyone would read it, a book called Sandra with Sandra, but, you know, I have developed a lot of self-love, and it keeps me afloat, keeps me happy, keeps me smiling, maybe keeps me cute or adorable. I don't know, but maybe Sandra with Sandra or Sandra on Sandra, something like that.
I like it.
Yeah. Excuse me for interrupting you. My middle name is Joy. My mom always called me Sandra the Joy.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
That's so nice. That's a good middle name.
Okay.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I believe it exists. I've never had it except for with someone on a television screen, but, you know, some movie star like a Denzel or something, you know, but. It's not happened to me, but I believe it exists. I believe that other people have had just that.
Denzel Washington, he's a smooth guy, isn't he?
And he's taken, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Pauletta.
What is one word to describe this season of The Golden Bachelor?
Oh, phenomenal. It was a phenomenal thing to do and to learn from. And how many human beings get to do this in their lifetime? You know, there was quite a few thousand who applied for this opportunity, and I received it. So it was just phenomenal from the day I got to where we were first situated till the day I got home. Just phenomenal.
And why do you think the viewers are so obsessed with this show and are just singing its praises?
Well, you know, we have separate sets of viewers. We now have a demographic that there wasn't there before, and that's golden folks. So I think we have a new set of viewers who are going to be obsessed with this if they indeed have a Golden Bachelorette or yet another Golden Bachelor. I was all obsessed with the show. I was always obsessed with the show when it first came on. I can't remember. I think Alex was the very first Bachelor, and then Trista was the first Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. And I was hooked back then. Maybe it's being in love with love. Maybe it's, you know, just seeing one of the possible ways of finding love. That was a long time ago when reality TV was just blossoming. And this was one of those where women weren't pulling each other's hair out or cussing at each other or turning over tables or something. But they all had a goal, and a valid goal, valuable and valid goal.
I like that. Well, Sandra, thank you so much for coming on Happy Hour today.
Thank you.
You guys. And may I say, you're just too cute. Too cute.
Sandra, you're too cute.
Yeah, I can't hear that enough, so thank you.
All right, Joe. Bye, Serena. Serena, you and me, football.
Yes, you can teach me.
Football this weekend. And I also want to thank everyone for tuning in. And remember, all new episodes of The Golden Bachelor air every Thursday on ABC at 8, 7 Central, followed by new episodes of Bachelor in Paradise, or you could stream them both the next day on Hulu.
And make sure to tune into new episodes of Bachelor Happy Hour every week. We've got some great guests on, and we've got all kinds of exclusive interviews coming up, so don't forget to subscribe.
Thanks again, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kiwi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.